Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopijana Balava Girivada Dari Yashoda Nanana Prajajana Ranjana Yashoda Nanana Prajajana Ranjana Jamuna Tirabanna Chari Jamuna Tirabanna Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janna Balava Girivada Dari Yashoda Nanana Vrajajana Ranjana Yashoda Nanana Vrajajana Ranjana Jamuna Tirabanna Chari Hari Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Radha Shama Sundara, Radha Shama Sundara, Radhe. Jai Krishna Balaram, Jai Krishna Balaram. Jai Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram. Jai Gaura Nitai, Jai Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Jai Gaura Nitai. Jaya Gauranita, 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 Jaya Gauranita.
Jaya Vishnupad Paramahansa Parvachakachaya Asatara Sarasishimata Divine Grace. Prem Shigaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Viniki Jaya. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to the assembled devotees. Glory to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga Shri Krishna Sankirtan Ki Jaya. So we're reading in Srimad Bhagavatam, the beautiful story of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Reading the chapter about the victory of Hiranyaksha, and we're on text 16. tav adi daicho sahas sahasa. Yajmiya manatma purusha. Bhavrithate sma sarena. Kayanadri pati eva. Tavadi daya to sahasa. Vajmiya manatma purusha. Bhavritate smasarena. Kayanadri pativa. Please chant. Let's first offer our respects to the Srimad Bhagavatam, Jaste. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So the transliteration, Tao, those two, Adi Daicho, demons in the beginning of creation, Sahasa, quickly, Vyajmana, being manifest, Atma, own, Purusha, prowess, Bhavritate grew, Asmasarina, steel-like, Kayena, with bodily frames, Adripati, two great mountains, Eva-like. Translation, purport by Srila Prabhupada. These two demons, who appeared in ancient times, soon began to exhibit uncommon bodily features. They had steel-like frames which began to grow just like two great mountains. Purport. There are two classes of men in the world. One is called the demon, and the other is called the demigod. The demigods concern themselves with the spiritual upliftment of human society, whereas the demons are concerned with physical and material upliftment. The two demons born of Diti began to make their bodies as strong as iron frames, and they were so tall that they seemed to touch outer space. They were decorated with valuable ornaments, and they thought that this was success in life. Originally, it was planned that Jaya and Vijaya, the two doorkeepers of Vaikuntha, were to take birth in this material world, where by the curse of the sages, they were to play the part of always being angry with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As demoniac persons, they became so angry that they were not concerned with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but simply with physical comforts and physical upliftment. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Stai Bhutaya Shimati Bhakti Venata Swami Tin Namaste Saraswati Devi Guru Venichara Shri 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 Shri. On John Mastami night, I walked by the two buildings over here, and I saw all the dressers getting into their costumes. And so here we see that Jaya and Vijaya are getting fitted to their costumes now. To do their big role as demons. They've got their physique is like, you know, it would so strong that it would put to shame any of the big bodybuilders and you know anywhere in the world. And they were also ornamented with gorgeous jewelry, armor, and crowns and earrings, huge earrings. And then they were also ornamented with a very nasty attitude of just being angry and hating the Supreme Person. So this is some of the qualities of the demon. I don't know how many of you have seen the movie of Nrsingha Avatar? No one? Not many people? Yeah. So you can picture their physique and how they were dressed in the movie. Pretty good replication of this description with the armor and being so big, except they had fangs. I don't know if they had fangs, but anyway, that was another feature. But it was really kind of ironic that movie came out just as we're speaking about this pastime, because we also got to see the Hiranyaksha part, which we're about to hear about. So the Bhagavad Gita says it all about the qualities of the divine and the demoniac. Here's a few things he says about the demoniac. He says, let's see, those who are demoniac do not know what to be done and what is not to be done. Neither cleanliness, nor proper behavior, nor truth is found in them. They say that the world is unreal with no foundation, no God in control. They say it is produced of sex desire and has no cause other than lust. Following such conclusions, the demoniac are lost to themselves and who have no intelligence, engage in unbeneficial, horrible works meant to destroy the world. So that's exactly what we're hearing from Srila Prabhupada, that these devotees were too much into themselves. They even forgot what they were supposed to do. And they were only thinking about how they can become more powerful and take over the whole entire world. It's kind of a heavy statement when also in the Bhagavad Gita that it says that there's only two kind of people in the world. There's a divine and a demoniac. A little bit heavy of lumping in all these millions of living entities into two types. And we can see even in the divine people that there are different gradations, different degrees of godliness. So also in the demoniac, there are different degrees. And so we have to be careful how to, in our daily lives, not to consider everyone we meet that doesn't have tilak on as a demon, because this is, we don't also don't want to lump everybody in. I have a little story of a devotee who had a very young daughter, about 3 years old, and took them to their grandmother's house, and they sat down at the table. And I know from my experience too, sometimes they don't respect our not eating meat. So these people were eating meat, and at the end they took the wishbone and they said, "Here, grab hold." and the little devotee girl who was raised as a devotee said, "They're demons, they're all demons." You're thinking, oh my gosh, you know. So we have to be a little careful. My daughter was reminiscing the other day that she also saw them eating meat and said, was preaching that, "You're going to go to hell. you know. So we have to be a little discreet in our recognizing who's really a demon, who's not. So we don't want to condemn everybody. The devotee actually sees everyone samadarshini. They see everyone equally, that there is a soul in there, although it might be covered up with some very nasty habits. But we try to overlook this and try to realize that there are demons within our own selves. And sometimes they surface a little bit. We can see the tendency to become angry and to become envious, to become proud. And so we can pray to Lord Nrisingadev that he can, with his long, 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 sharp fingernails, dig out those very deep, deep demoniac qualities that are still within us. And he will surely help us do that. There is definitely a very heavy tamagun atmosphere in Kali Yuga. This is the mode of ignorance that pounces on in everybody, even if they don't want to have these bad qualities. Somehow or other, we find ourselves with them. So we have to be very, very, very strong. And that means we have to have proper training on how to keep pure and how to become very serious in our spiritual practice, very spiritually fit, so that we can fight back when Kali Yuga sends the tamagun to come punch us out. So we have to rely on the sadhana and the attachment to the holy name and the determination to keep going forward, even though we get knocked down sometimes by this demoniac quality. Because we all have that desire to want to have this sense gratification. Now, these players of Jai and Vijay, they are completely absorbed, but in the wrong thing. They're completely absorbed in being demons. And this is something we can see, that people that are absorbed in just sense gratification, I just want things for myself at any cost, you know, put down the other person, do whatever, terrorize, whatever. I want these things. And this is an influence that we have to catch, and before it actually takes over our ability to absorb ourselves in Krishna consciousness. It's so hard. There's so many distractions and so much influence of this tamagun that we have to pray to lower that influence. And we can, by becoming the festivals. I mean, it was so nice, you know. There's no problems. Everything was joyful just with singing and glorifying God and giving everything, giving our money, our flowers, our devotion, our talents, everything to the Supreme Lord. So it is a wonderful process that we can all take part in. Here, these are maha demons. This is like the first class, top-notch demons that we can't imagine must be like. We have small-time demons here. We've had them come and terrorize different, you know, classes of men and destroy kingdoms and be very unruly. But not to this level. This is beyond. They actually terrorized the whole universe. You can imagine that they were, here it said that they were so huge, I guess they could go all over the place and cause their trouble. Srila Prabhupada, he sometimes would use the word demon, but sometimes he would tone it down a little bit and say rascal. Or mudha. And for us, when we think of rascals, we think of the little rascals. I don't know if any of you were that time, but there was a movie of little teeny rascals. And so rascals much lighter than you're a demon. No, you're a rascal. You rascals, get out of here, you know, but you're a demon. So here, these Jai and Vijay, they qualify to be a real demon. And there are different ways that we become demoniac. Sometimes we're just born in a demoniac family and we have this influence that is just, we grow up with. I know that my parents, although they weren't demons, they taught me to be biased. They taught me to be very puffed up and so many different qualities that were not healthy for spiritual life. But sometimes it just happens that way. And sometimes we're born into a very opulent family. And this is a qualification for becoming proud also. So this is not always the best thing, to be in a situation where you have beauty, opulence, wealth. Although we can see it's not a disqualification, because you can see Pundarik Vijayaniti, he had so many qualifications, beauty, opulence, but he used it in the Lord's service and became a very great, great devotee and a preacher and spiritual master in many ways. And then there's also those people that are just inmates of Kali Yuga, and they get sucked into the bad habits. And it's a situation that's very sad, because Krishna describes later on in this chapter of divine demoniac qualities, he says that those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, I perpetually cast into the ocean of material existence, into various demoniac species of life. So again and again, they come back with these qualities and get engrossed and get entangled. And it's a sad situation that for so many, many lifetimes, they're going to have to carry this burden. And it is a very big burden. But the main problem of these demoniac qualities, where we get them from, is the desire to not be told what to do, to not have an authority. I know when somebody tells me I can't do this or I can't do that, that little anger spurts up, you know, because we don't want someone above us. But there is always someone above us. Ultimately, there's the Supreme Lord. And so this is a disqualification for spiritual advancement. We want, you know, we don't want rules and regulations, but spiritual life requires that. Otherwise, it's with no restrictions, no respect for authority, you're setting yourself up ultimately to be smashed down and to be miserable. And it describes that also in this chapter. It says, they believe that to gratify the senses is the prime necessity of human society, civilization. Thus, until the end of life, their anxiety is immeasurable. Although they're trying to be free and have everything they want, here it says that they're always in anxiety, bound by a network of hundreds of thousands of desires and absorbed in lust and anger. They secure money by illegal means for sense gratification. So this is a very unfortunate situation, that they can't control their desires, and they just get more and more and more and more and more entangled and more miserable all the time. Has anyone ever seen the play Kali and Sin? Yeah, I got to see it in Prabhupada's presence in Mayapur. He did a standing ovation for it. It was done so wonderfully. And it's the story of personified Kali and Sin, and how they send out their agents in Kali Yuga. Their agents are lust, anger, and greed. And they go out and they try to influence and grab all these people in different ways, make them angry, make them lusty. And they come back to Kali and Sin, and they say, look at what we've done today. We've destroyed this person and that person. And Kali Sin, or yes, I am Kali, you are Sin, and we're here to do you in. And they're just so happy. And then one day they come back, and the anger and lust and greed are going, they look kind of weak, and they go, I don't know what's happening, but this Lord Chaitanya has come, and he's sending out these people singing the holy names, and calling sinner going, oh no, this can't be, it can't happen. Go back out there. We're dominating this yuga. This is our yuga. It's for us. Go out there and destroy this. And they go out again, and then they come back even weaker. And they go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I don't know. They just keep saying this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And then anger, it was actually Vrinda Vishwambars who played the part in our play. She goes, yeah, and I can't even be angry because they gave me a cookie. And so this is the Sankirtan movement. It is so strong and so powerful. Even just a cookie can change this demoniac influence. And we see the success. We just heard the success, you know, 10 minutes ago in the story of the prisoner who became so influenced from being a very demoniac person, killing people, I guess. Didn't it say he's killed people? That now he's preaching in prisons and giving Bhagavad Gita out to everybody. So Prabhupada has a wonderful success rating. And he even said that, you know, I've come here and these hippies, I've made the hippies into happies. I made them bright faced. They were so sad before, but now they're bright faced. So this is because the face is an index of the mind. And we go out there and we see that people say, yes, I'm happy, I'm happy, but they're not really. We see that they're actually miserable. They're very distressed. And we look on devotees and you can say that there is some satisfaction there, that they're happy doing what they're doing. Otherwise, we wouldn't have come to the festival. We'd go somewhere else, right? So, because we're satisfied just coming here and glorifying Krishna all day and all night. So the process does work. And it's the mercy of Srila Prabhupada that we're able to extinguish this blazing fire of material existence. And we're reminded of that every day when we come here to Mangal Arati and we sing the song about how, yes, he's extinguishing that fire. It is a blazing fire. So it's very important to recite this Grivastakam prayer every single day. Even if you can't come to the temple, repeat it every day and to understand and to appreciate, to have gratitude for what Prabhupada has given us. It's such a rare opportunity. Srila Prabhupada, he also tried to convince the leaders, but unfortunately the leaders are just absorbed too in this materialism, trying to get things for themselves, trying to make it more entertainment, more delusion available. Although they say, oh yes, we have Alcoholics Anonymous, we have self-help groups, we have, what else? They say that we have, you know, different programs that they can get help with and drug rehabilitation. So we're doing our job to help the demoniac influence. And at the same time, you flip it over, and what are they doing? Now they have recreational marijuana, no problem. They have, you know, abortion clinics everywhere. So what are they really doing? No success. It's simply the rise of illusion. The more demons are being born. I was just hearing somewhere that when one of class last night I was listening to, Prabhupada said that the devotees on the walk were saying, yeah, there's so many bad things happening. Does that mean that demons are being born? And Prabhupada said, yes. He said, all these earthquakes and all the floods and hurricanes, that's more people are being born that have these demoniac influences. So you can see that Kali Yuga is going to make it up to be a hellish existence, just to be in this material body. But devotees, they stick out in a crowd because somehow or other that purity shines through. We went to what's called a rave. Anybody know what a rave is? Anyway, it's where you take this ecstasy drug just to show the demoniac mentality of it, it starts at 5 in the afternoon and it goes till 5 in the morning. And so we took our ashram girls there one time to distribute prasadam and to distribute the holy name. And so we went down south and we went to this thing, got there at 5 o'clock, set up, and we realized that we were the only people distributing food. And we thought, well, you know, this is a good opportunity. And no one could bring anything in. You weren't allowed to bring anything in. But there were, you know, microphone boxes, what do you call them? Those big things, amplifiers, big as a house. And as soon as the music started, it was like, oh my gosh. I had to go out 3 times to buy provisions to keep cooking because people were coming up, well, I guess I have to eat this. There's nothing else. You know, here's $5. We did huge. What legs. But it was quite an experience. And the qualities of the demons, there was the manager who arranged the thing. He realized that we were cashing in really big. And he was thinking, I'm powerful, I'm the controller. And he was trying to get rid of us. He was trying to kick us out, get the police. And we said, no, we're here. And so he started selling water, a thing of water for $5. He was trying to make it back. And meanwhile, this craziness is going on. And then, so the girls were chanting and everything. And then some of the people that were coming off this drug, they were so miserable that they were coming up to our girls, and the girls were being counselors for all these people. Oh, this is happening, I'm miserable, this is horrible. Everyone's breaking down and coming to our girls for help. And then one man comes by and saw all our girls, and they were all in line, beautiful girls, gorgeous girls. And they were chanting and flowing saris and, you know, beautiful faces. And all these other people, miserable, you know, and it started to rain, and they were wet and getting eaten, bitten by ants. The whole thing. And some man comes up and goes, these are angels. These girls are angels. So you could just see the difference between, you know, the demoniac and the divine. Because the devotees are lifeguards and trying to rescue all these people from drowning in this ocean of material existence. There's a sign just outside of on I-75. There's a big billboard. I noticed it the other day. It says, you know, see those lifeguards, be careful in the water, stay near the lifeguards, swim near the lifeguards. So at the same time, we have to be there, and we should encourage everyone to come closer to us, because we can save them, and we should be on call, you know, 24 hours a day, and try to rescue all these people from this mentality of eat, drink, marry, and be merry, be happy. But it's not. It's eat, drink, and be miserable. So we have to be there to give them the real shelter, the real island of pleasure that we can have just by doing kirtan. I used to have a sign in the old temple that said that the only safe place is in kirtan. And so we should spread the kirtan as much as possible. Anyway, Jai and Vijay, they're here. They're ready to act out their drama. They only have to do it one time, as far as I know, in this universe. Maybe another lifetime, another universe. But for those who are demoniac, who have to play their role as demons, although they're a spirit soul inside, they're going to have to come back again and again to do it, unless they, you know, get their act together. Literally get their act together. Because the conditioned soul, they're simply going to be thrown deeper and deeper and deeper in the water and be harder to be pulled out. So many of the demons we don't recognize, you know, out in the material world. We don't see their fangs hanging out or anything like that. And they're maybe clothed very nicely and have respectable jobs. But I keep thinking of this person, what's his name, Stephen Hawkins? He was a renowned scientist or something, but he was really a demoniac attitude. He just wanted to prove that there wasn't God. And so you never know what these, where the real demoniac people are working. But we have to work a little harder, and we have to be trained, though. We have to be trained and be able to preach properly. Because otherwise it might have a different effect. Just like Prahlad, he tried to preach to his father, but, you know, his father was like, you know, I'm not taking this, you know. It only made him more irritable, more irritable. And we see that sometimes even on Sankirtan. You can say something and you can just tell that person does not want to hear it, you know. So we should seek out those people that are a little bit in distress and do like to listen and maybe experience a higher pleasure in life. And for those people that don't, then give them a cookie. You know, that's what you got to do. Give them a lollipop or a cookie. So we have to become expert in presenting Krishna consciousness. And also at the same time, we have to set an example. We have to be that shining figure that people will actually come to and realize that there's something different about this person. You know, what is it that you have? So that means we have to really absorb ourselves in Krishna consciousness, whatever it takes. You know, we have to become expert preachers and present this so that it's attractive, so people will want to know what we're doing. And then we have to be also there so that they very easily can approach us. And so this is a wonderful process and a wonderful service that we have. I was I got something on my internet saying that some devotees, maybe it was Nandini Kishore, maybe you, did you go to Tampa with books? Someone went with Tampa to Janmashtami with books. Okay, and they sold tons of books, you know? So there's so many different, you know, who would have thought, go to an Indian temple and then do our books there? They were loudest, and they did tons and tons of books. So, yeah, there's unlimited ways that we can distribute Krishna consciousness and uplift the spiritual influence. All the demons and all the leader demons are trying to uplift material-wise, but they don't have any program, no program to uplift spiritual. We have the only program. So we have to show them by our example and have wonderful programs like we did this weekend and get everyone to take our books, start chanting Hare Krishna, and make a difference in this Kali Yuga. Anybody like to add something or have a question maybe? We definitely don't want to pour more gasoline on this burning fire. We have to learn how to extinguish it in whatever little way we can be those little drops of water to extinguish it. Any questions? If not, we can go about and do our little bit of service to Srila Prabhupada to spread this Krishna consciousness and make a difference in this material world. Thank you, Hare Krishna.